Organized labor has held its first meeting of the year with the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission, FWSC. The meeting considered the 2013 arrears payment as well as the 2014 base pay. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the Deputy General Secretary of NAGRAT, Christian Odoi, who was part of the meeting, said the negotiations were fruitful. He is optimistic that subsequent meetings will yield positive results. He said the next meeting between the two groups will be held on the 19th of this month. Mr. Odoi spoke to Agatha Asamoah.
That is for us to negotiate for arrears, and today is the first meeting that we had in 2014. And so we went to discuss how the arrears be, and to negotiate for 2014 base pay.
So were there other issues apart from the arrears and negotiations for the base pay?
Well, there were other issues, but these were the issues that we had discussing on.
And how would you consider the meeting? Was it fruitful? Were your needs met?
Well, I would consider it fruitful.
But you agree with me that government has indicated that it would be freezing increment in workers' salaries this year. What is your position about this?
As for that issue, even today the finance minister was at a meeting and he made it clear that that is not what he has seen. And so I wouldn't like to go there. Since he was at a meeting himself and explained that they are not seeing that there will be a freeze on salary increase.
So when is the next meeting then?
We'll be meeting hopefully next week Wednesday. But I just want to explain that today, in the first meeting, before we can even negotiate for salary increase, the tripartite committee will have to first come out with the daily minimum wage. So it is based upon this that organized labor can also go and negotiate for public sector workers and increase in base pay.
So till the daily minimum wage is announced, there wouldn't be any need to talk about increasing any salary.
Yes, so the agreement was that the tripartite committee would have to expedite action so that hopefully by the end of the month or so, we will see something happening.
You heard the Deputy General Secretary of NAGRAT, Christian Odoi, talking to Agatha Asamoah.
Meanwhile, a labor consultant, Austin Game, has lauded the meeting between organized labor and the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission. He said both parties in their negotiations should be mindful of the current economic situation so as to achieve a win-win situation.
I think it was a very laudable and fruitful meeting that I believe was held between the two parties, and I think it's a good beginning.
Well, saying it's a good beginning, we've heard time and again government saying that it cannot go beyond a certain threshold, but organized labor is also trying to push for more wages. And how do they go about reaching a consensus so that both government and labor can be satisfied?
I think that organized labor, they are not oblivious of the fact that even in difficult times like this, when under unusual circumstances we should be demanding more, they will be considerate, because they know that every or any 1% adjustment at the wage level carries into another bracket altogether. And so they are mindful about that. They have economists in their midst. They have other analysts in their midst. They know their contact. Government also knows the kind of information they should transparently share with them. As we were all at home some time ago, this was done in such a manner, and I think that if they can repeat the dose, organized labor will not be, demanding beyond a certain level, notwithstanding the kind of turbulence we are having. I don't call it price, it's just a turbulence that needs to pass over.
So they are writing, pushing, or demanding for more wage increase. Looking at the harsh economic times that we are in, you said it will pass.
Of course, it will pass. I'm not too sure. The world is not stagnant, and Ghana will not be stagnant. And it's obvious that all of us have to pull our weight behind and ensure that it works for our good.
Austin Game is the labor consultant.